Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
It's marvelous.
It's marvelous.
You should
care for me.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We move now from the sounds of 1972 to 1927. That's the setting of the new Broadway musical Nice Work If You Can Get It. The story is set around a collection of songs by George and Ira Gershwin, and it stars Broadway veterans Matthew Broderick and Kelly O'Hara, who recently received her fourth Tony nomination for her role as a bootlegger named Billy Bendix. She'll join us in a moment, and so will the show's music supervisor, David Chase, who at the moment is sitting at our piano, with guitarist James Hirschman, and the three of them are going to start us off with a live performance of Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still, we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain land I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I will not forget. Only man I'll never think of with regret.
That is George and Ira Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me, live performance in our studio from Kelly O'Hara, who stars in the Broadway musical Nice Work If You Can Get It, the show's music supervisor, David Chase, at our piano, James Hirschman on guitar. Kelly, it's such a lovely song.
What
is your character doing while she sings it?
Well, we had to offset it just a little bit. She's holding a rifle.
So she's having an intimate moment with a blunderbuss or something.
That's exactly right. Basically saying she doesn't really need someone to watch over her, but it would be nice.
Or else.
Or else, exactly.
Now, David, that song is originally from another musical, right? It's from OK.
It is from OK, but OK was the basis for the book that Joe DiPietro wrote for Nice Work If You Can Get It. So it actually is one of the two songs from OK that are still in this show, which is essentially an adaptation of OK.
So it's not a revival. It's a revision, and it almost, you know, the Metropolitan Opera recently did this Baroque pastiche where they took arias from different operas, put them together, sort of built a story around it. Is the similar thing at work here?
I would say it's not dissimilar, but it's certainly it's in a long tradition of shows where people have taken, including Anything Goes with the Cole Porter catalog, and Crazy for You, and My One and Only with the Gershwin catalog, where they've all been based on books and plots of shows from the 20s or 30s, but where they've gone back into the song catalogs of the various composers and inserted or rethought a lot of things to create essentially a new show.
And Kelly, a lot of the songs, I mean, they hint at stories anyway. So your character, Billy Bendix, tell us who she is. What's her story?
Well, she's a bootlegger. She's grown up bootlegging with the boys and really probably didn't know what she wanted so much until it kind of hit her and until this man kind of came into her life and awakened something. And it's a good journey that way. One might say it's typical, but the reason why ours is different is because she's a tough girl. She doesn't necessarily need it, like I mentioned before. And I will just go back to say that I've not seen one of these, if you could call it a jukebox musical, where the story so well fits the songs. In what I mean by that is, you could take the song and then lose yourself in it for a while because it's almost a different subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
These songs actually do further the thought of what the lines were saying just before the song. Joe did an amazing job at that. And so each song, it never feels out of place to me. And that's why I think it's working.
And with Gershwin, you have so many songs.
Yes.
So, you know, you can kind of pick and choose the ones that seem to have some kind of narrative thread to them. So your character is Billy Bendix. She's a bit of a tomboy. Was that okay for you?
Oh, that's a very welcome thing for me. I think I consider myself more of a tomboy than any of the other roles I usually play are very feminine, and I always felt much more like an actor at the time. And now I feel a little bit like I'm being too much myself.
Hmm.
I grew up a tomboy, and this feels really fun to do.
And Matthew Broderick plays this kind of thrice married playboy. Who's...
Yeah, he's not sure of the math there, but as he says in the show. But it really has to do, as he says again, it really has to do with the fact that he just had never met me yet.
Mm-hmm. So. We're speaking with Kelly O'Hara, who's gotten a Tony nomination, her fourth, for her role as the bootlegger Billy Bendix in the musical called Nice Work If You Can Get It, which is based on all of these songs from the Gershwins. And David, as the music supervisor, is it up to you to kind of find the appropriate songs for Joe DiPietro to work with in the book?
Well, Joe DiPietro actually did enormous research with Gershwin, Ira and George Gershwin songs, and looking through the lyrics, looking through the song list, knew essentially what he placed many of the songs originally, and including putting them into the new context. But part of developing this with Joe and with Kathleen and with the actors also was finding some situations where we thought, oh, it would be nice to add this song here to do, you know, to explain this character further or to further the plot point. And so a lot of things came out of that. And then, of course, with Kathleen, it was developing the shape of the songs to help in the storytelling.
Kathleen being?
Kathleen Marshall, who is the wonderful director and choreographer of the show.
The reason I ask about, you know, sort of picking the songs is, as you look at the list of songs, I mean, the hits are here. Nice Work If You Can Get It, It's Wonderful, Someone to Watch Over Me. But then there were songs, I don't think I've ever even heard of them, let alone heard them. And Kelly, you're going to do two songs in sort of one fell swoop here, Will You Remember and Hanging Around With You.
That's right. Well, you know, Will You Remember Me was a lost gem that nobody ever really heard, and it was a very speedy song. They've slowed it down. David, Kathleen, they put these together and with Joe and really found what should have been a hit at the time, but maybe wasn't thought of in the right way or wasn't slowed down enough. And then the other one is actually really funny. The great process of putting the show together was if we were missing something, we could just add something, even though they were old songs. Mm-hmm. And they found this, I don't want to do too much explaining, but my character takes a little left turn and becomes a Cockney maid.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed a little something with fire in it, so we're going to do a little bit of Will You Remember Me, and then we're going to go right into this really funny moment in the second act when basically I'm singing a little Cockney ditty to Jimmy, pointing at him a little bit for treating me rough.
All right, let's hear another live performance in the Soundcheck studio. The musical is called Nice Work, if you can get it. It's at the Imperial Theater on Broadway at 45th Street, actually. And Kelly O'Hara stars in the role of Billy Bendix, and the show's music supervisor, David Chase, is playing the piano, James Hirschman the guitar, and two perhaps lesser-known Gershwin songs, Will You Remember Me and Hanging Around With You.
Some highway, will you remember me? When you are lonesome, I'd like to own some place in your memory. I know that you'll play a part in my heart when I start. That's something I guarantee. But when I stray off somewhere away off, will you remember me? Will you remember me?
What's the use of hanging around with you? Hanging around with you, hanging around with you, dearie. I never know, I never know just where I stand. Oh, what's the use of banging around with you? Banging around with you, banging around with you, dearie. You've got to give this little girl a bigger hand. You're not acting the beau that I once used to know. I'm beginning to see that I'm likely to be on the shelf. If you want me hanging around with you, hanging around with you, hanging around with you, dearie, you've got to learn to be yourself.
More music from Gershwin, live performance in our studio. From the musical Nice Work, if you can get it, that's Kelly O'Hara singing Hanging Around With You, and before that a little of Will You Remember Me, some Gershwin obscurities working their way into the show. Music supervisor David Chase at our piano, James Hirschman on guitar. And Kelly, did you set out to be an actor or a singer, or was the Broadway thing in your
amazing
plan?
Question, my friend. because nobody ever asked me that. And I think I started out as a singer as a kid because that's what you do. No one really teaches you acting classes. They send you to little musical classes. And I loved it. And it's what I wanted to do my whole life. But my heart, somewhere deep down in there, wanted to be an actor most of all. And so I've kind of spent the last 20 years of my life trying to prove that I am one, I guess.
Four Tony nominations suggests that you've proven that pretty well.
Thank you.
What about, you know, the idea of, you were talking before, this role, the kind of tomboy, suits you. You really have had to step into some very different, I mean, even in just the space of 2 minutes there.
Well, that is what suits me. Doing crazy off-the-wall things and doing something one day, doing something else the other day, that makes me feel like I'm challenged. You know, I'm a soprano, and I got a degree in opera, and so I came into this business doing a lot of soprano ingenue roles that usually they're their journey in a show was to lose a love and cry a lot or something like that. And this role is wonderful because I'm laughing a lot and I'm being tough and I've got sarcasm and there's a chance to be silly and acrobatic even. So, you know, I couldn't ask for anything.
And you get to sing in English.
Yes, and I get to sing
in English. Or in the case of that last song, something approximating English.
Yes, right.
Nick from the Upper West Side has a question for, and maybe either Kelly, you or David can answer this. The idea that that there's no he asks why is there oh, no I'm sorry this isn't Nick this is Dick who asks one question why no tap dancing during numbers like Fascinating Rhythm? I mean, there's a lot of dancing, just not that particular kind of dancing.
Well, we have tap dancers in the show. Yeah. Everybody, you know, so many people can tap. You'd probably have to answer that, but I think I love the answer. If you ask why, that's probably why. Because just to make you ask questions and to be different.
Yeah, and I also think that part of it is that because Kathleen and I and a lot of the people involved in the show had done Anything Goes last year, that this is a different world than Anything Goes, which is a tap dancing world. Right. Certainly there... It could have been done with tap dancing, but this is a different... Well, here's maybe a reason, too, which is I think, unlike Anything Goes, this set out to be... The Gershwins actually asked Joe DiPietro to write this book to be sort of the Gershwin comedy musical.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. This is the romantic comedy with Gershwin songs.
This is their rom-com, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Now, the song But Not For Me, this is originally from Girl Crazy, but has been... repurposed and put into nice work if you can get it. You want to do that for us next?
I'd love it.
All right. We're speaking with Kelly O'Hara. She is starring as the bootlegger Billy Bendix in Nice Work If You Can Get It, playing on Broadway at the Imperial Theater on 45th Street. Once again, David Chase, the show's music supervisor, playing the piano, James Hirschman on guitar. More music by Gershwin.
Never tell me dreams come true, just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, he's not for me. I know that love's a game. I'm puzzled just the same. Was I the moth or flame? I'm all at sea. Started off so swell, this let's pretend. It all began so well, but what an end. The climax of the plot should be the marriage knot, but there's no knot.
B. Big Finish from Kelly O'Hara, live in the Soundcheck studio, but not for me. George and Ira Gershwin, and originally from Girl Crazy, now it is part of the musical Nice Work, if you can get it. Music supervision by David Chase, who played the piano. Kelly, congratulations on the Tony nomination and the open-ended run of the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On Monday, we'll have a live performance from the Icelandic singer and songwriter Olaf Arnalds. Her latest release is an EP of acoustic covers that put a Scandinavian spin on tunes from Bruce Springsteen, Neil Young, and others. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Marlon Bishop. What, no Bishop joke today? Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Crystal Kim. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.